This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Hundreds of Case High School students walked out yesterday protesting ICE, marching to Oaks Road and Washington Avenue. Park High School students got in on that last week. Racine Unified notified families in advance, but stressed that it wasn't school-sponsored. Kenosha police say a planned gun deal between teens turned deadly last week in Library Square. Both sides apparently had planned to rob each other, sparking gunfire. 16-year-old Isaiah Cooper was killed. Two others were hurt. Two suspects were arrested and police did recover four guns. Mount Pleasant Police has unveiled their new mobile command post. They say it's fully funded by SC Johnson, not taxpayers. A statement says the wagon will help manage emergencies, investigations, and community events. Dozens in Kenosha County attended a Wheatland board meeting Monday to oppose a now-scrapped 200-watt battery storage project. There were concerns over environmental health and fire risks. Robin Energy Storage has pulled the plan, but locals worry that the company might seek another site in town without disclosing those plans. Those a little further up the shore may have heard a roar last night. The 115th Fighter Wing is running night training through tomorrow night. The National Guard says the evening flights are scheduled so pilots can safely practice night operations. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is reminding residents to look out for changes in their SNAP or food share benefits over the coming weeks. Under changes made in the One Big Beautiful Bill signed by President Donald Trump in July, SNAP recipients are required to work, volunteer, or engage in job training for at least 80 hours per month in order to receive their food assistance benefits. DHS officials say the new requirements will be implemented on a rolling basis. Parts of Wisconsin are being left hung out to dry by the Trump administration. Stuart J. Waddles has that story.
Governor Tony Evers is criticizing the Trump administration for again denying federal disaster aid for six Wisconsin counties hit hard by storms and flooding last August. The request covered Milwaukee, Waukesha, Door, Grant, Ozaukee, and Washington counties. According to the governor, FEMA gave no reason for turning down the state. Evers says those communities are facing more than $26 million in infrastructure damage and need help rebuilding. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
In Wisconsin, you need a photo ID to vote. Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska explains how to get yours.
If you need identification to vote in the spring primary, the Wisconsin DMV says you can get one for free if you've never received a form of Wisconsin ID, such as a driver's license. Residents of Wisconsin are required to show an ID in order to vote. There's no separate voter ID needed to cast a ballot, and you also don't need a real ID to vote either. If you're a U.S. citizen and have reached voting age but don't have any form of photo identification, you can apply for an ID with the DMV. You'll need a proof of Wisconsin and U.S. residency or legal residency status, date of birth, name, and identity. The application forms are available on the DMV website. You can also visit your local DMV service center or contact the voter ID hotline at 844-588-1069. Reporting for Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The 2026 spring primary is February 17th. The spring election is April 7th. Following a string of confirmed measles cases over the last few weeks, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services is again encouraging residents to check their MMR vaccination status. Civic Media's James Kelly reports.
Following a string of confirmed measles cases over the last few weeks, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services is again encouraging residents to check their MMR vaccination status. There have been three confirmed measles cases since January 26th in Waukesha County, Dane County, and Walworth County. All three involved individuals who had traveled recently, two internationally and one domestically. The agency has notified anyone else who may have come into contact with them. Measles is highly contagious and can infect 90% of unvaccinated individuals who come into contact with it. Symptoms like high fevers, conjunctivitis, and a rash with raised bumps can develop within 3 weeks. It can also cause more serious health complications like brain damage. Measles outbreaks have become more common over recent years, both nationally and internationally, as vaccination rates decline. Residents can check their vaccination status online through the DHS Wisconsin Immunization Registry. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Wisconsin counties and municipalities are getting a major boost for road work this year. Governor Tony Evers and the State Department of Transportation say that more than $151 million has gone out to help repair and maintain local roads and connecting highways. The money comes from the current state budget, which provides the largest general transportation aid funding in Wisconsin's history. Since 2019, the administration reports more than 9,600 miles of roads and 2,400 bridges have been improved statewide. In total, local governments are expected to receive more than $750 million in transportation aid in 2026. Wisconsin drivers are saying yes, please, to some new license plate designs. Here's Connie Fellman.
Wisconsinites are loving their retro license plates. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says they've issued more than 10,000 of the new blackout and retro yellow license plates in just the first month since they debuted. The blackout plates feature white letters on a black background. The retro plates are a throwback to the 70s when we had yellow, cheese-colored, if you will, license plates with black lettering. Each plate has a one-time $15 issuance fee and a $25 annual fee, and you don't have to wait until it's time to renew your plates to order the new ones. For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman.
The DOT estimates more than a 500,000 blackout plates will be on our Wisconsin roads within 3 years. This week is Take a Friend Snowmobiling Week across Wisconsin. Civic Media's Maddie Schaefer has that story.
The DNR is encouraging riders to invite someone new out on the trails to introduce more people to the sport. Officials say riding with a friend isn't just more fun, it's also safer. They're reminding snowmobilers to ride sober, stay on marked trails, slow down, and always check trail conditions before heading out. Anyone born on or after January 1st, 1985 must have a snowmobile safety certificate to legally operate a sled in Wisconsin. The DNR also stresses that ice is never completely safe and recommends wearing proper gear, including a life jacket or float coat when riding over frozen water. For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
More information on safety classes and trail updates can be found on the DNR's snowmobiling webpage. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
The Badgers with the upset. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers went into number 8th-ranked Illinois as 10-point underdogs. They battled through overtime and won 92-90 over the Fighting Illini head coach Greg Gard.
You guys all saw this. I mean, what heck of a college basketball game between two really, really good teams. You know, Illinois's got so many weapons and so many good players and do such a great job of putting you in precarious positions defensively. We executed as well as, you know, we wanted to be able to get 14 offensive rebounds ourselves and hold them to 8.
NBA, the Bucks face the Magic again tonight at the Kia Center in Orlando. Baseball, Brewers fans asking, why would Matt Arnold give up third baseman Caleb Durbin and utility player Andrew Monasterio for two left-handed pitchers?
It's no longer just the five-man rotation and, you know, every guy's going to give you 200 innings anymore. It's a combination of your entire staff.
As Brewers general manager Matt Arnold with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy this morning, mostly sunny this afternoon. Our high today right around 33 with wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 20. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning, partly cloudy in the afternoon with a high of 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.